Continuing with Alice. As long as his whole value system is dominated by the principle of obedience, he has never gone beyond the stage of idealizing his parents with their demands for unquestioning obedience. This idealization can easily be transferred to a Führer or to an ideology. Since authoritarian parents are always right, there's no need for the children to rack their brains in each case to determine whether what is demanded of them is right or not. And how is this to be judged? Where are the standards supposed to come from if someone has always been told what was right and what was wrong? And if he never had the opportunity to become familiar with his own feelings? And if, beyond that, attempts at criticism were unacceptable to the parents, and thus were too threatening for the child? If an adult has not developed a mind of his own, then he will find himself at the mercy of the authorities, for better or worse, just as an infant finds itself at the mercy of his parents. Saying no to those more powerful will always seem too threatening to him. Individuals who refuse to adapt to a totalitarian regime are not doing so out of a sense of duty or because of naivete, but because they cannot help but be true to themselves. Unquote. So this is what power is trying to, as a generalized set of conditions, create circumstances in which we cannot develop this mind of our own. We cannot begin to develop our own individualities. We cannot begin to develop a moral compass independent of the state's utilitarian ethics. If we as parents are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that that is the regime within the household, and it prepares our children to be used down the road hierarchically every authority figure that he or she encountered. That's not in our best interests, brothers and sisters, or the earth's. And Alice said that even our slight looks of disapproval cause psychological damage. And I confess, I can't tally up the times I did this to my son. Cast disapproving looks on him. Add to this his father's unconscious abandonment. Because for my son, at age 2, a father's leaving can only mean what it is. He left me. And when you love him so, your heart gets broke. Add to this an unconscious mother who didn't know how powerful we are at age 2, how big our spirit, how solidly we sit in our full power, how massive is our will to make and shape the world aright, to put wrong right, and make the crooked smooth. We must stop weighting them with so much manufactured wrong. Endorse and nurture all that bigness, for it's needed now to help dissolve this massive wrong called class. But how to do that when we ourselves are captives? We can only get free by unclogging the state in us, by developing and so unclogging our thought.